This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome
to
another
brand
new
episode
of
All
Fantasy
Everything,
the
podcast
that
did a shed on the rooftop of the Ace Hotel downtown tonight, and it wasn't as good as he wanted it. Let's be honest. Your boy mid-range bombed. Bombed for a professional comedian.
I wouldn't say that at all. I'd say you bombed for an amateur comedian.
Okay. Well,
you heard
ouch.
Me, dude. Cut you deep.
One of my best friends here. You hear him talking about me? That's how he talks.
I thought it was really good.
Thank you, man. I'm getting there. You know, after the half hour, your boy's got it's all new material now. It's all new material now. I got the rock now. I got this motherfucker now.
Somebody threw you the pumpkin?
Ooh, boy, and I'm going to dunk it.
You said that was all new material.
No, not all. Not all. That's a lie.
Lying to our fans.
It was a little bit. It was like 80% though.
It was good. What was the joke that was?
Man,
the trouble.
Okay, I'll tell you here, because you guys are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this joke about how I think Me Too is great, and that like I am down to not listen to R. Kelly anymore. It took a long time because I was raised on it, but I'm down to not listen to R. Kelly anymore. And then I read about the Michael Jackson thing, and I'm also down to not listen to Michael Jackson anymore. Mm-hmm. We can't support that shit. All I'm saying is that I think white people, you need to take down an icon. Like, you taking down some people, but like no white people were like raising their kids to Harvey Weinstein's business deal. You know what I'm saying? Louis, you took down Louis, but he was only famous for like 7 years. Nobody was raising their kids to the fucking I love blowjobs bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we took Bill Cosby out of the rafters. We've had him since the 50s.
Sure.
Maybe you need to chill on the way you feel about Seinfeld. Take the door to your home. Maybe Jimmy Page actually a bad guy. Maybe you need to relook at how you feel about Bowie, because if we're all taking out icons, doesn't feel fair that black people had to take down some big ones. And Woody Allen made a movie 3 years ago.
I'm with
doesn't
it.
Feel fair to me.
No, hey, I don't know why you're yelling at me.
Are you surprised that that bit bombed at the roof of the Ace Hotel and then at UCB the other day? Also, my roommate just texted me, totally could have done it inside. He's at karaoke.
Oh, well.
We're out.
Speaking of that, where are we?
Live from our motherfucking garage, dog.
That, okay. So,
yeah, tell them the weird shit that's in here.
There was no episode, I guess, today, technically.
No episode today.
Ian's mad sick, and it sucks, man.
Because if Ian's sick, what the fuck am I going to do? That dude works harder than anybody.
I know, it's insane. I'm shaking just having to say the first words of the show.
You're doing good.
You're doing beautiful.
You're doing beautiful.
But I was like, seriously, shit, we almost had to do this once. And yeah. I think I was like, I looked down at the ground like a dog. I was like, I can't, no.
But now we can just do it. You're not a dog, you're a man, and
well,
I love it.
We're doing it just because, yeah. Well,
we just
wanted
some shit for you guys to have.
Yeah, just, so anyway, we're coming to you live from the Fortress of Solemn Dave is what I thought of earlier.
Huh? I don't.
Like solid dudes.
Here's what I think. I think if it's going to be our house, we just have to call it something different.
What do you got to call? What do you guys call it?
The crib.
All right, we're coming to you live.
House.
I wish we were coming to you
live from the spot.
We're actually at none of those. We're in the garage.
All right. Well, Sean, fuck you.
No, it's dank. Here,
I'm going to take Ian's role. Do you have anything to promote?
We're not there yet.
Oh,
we got to describe the garage and all that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, it's my garage. A lot of boxes because my man Solomon's glowed up, bought a lot of new furniture, a lot of furniture boxes. What else do we got in here?
It looks up. There's a moped that looks like it was discarded from the set of Mad Max.
Yeah, shout out to my neighbor Kyle, man. He's like trying to refurb it. It's been in here for a minute, but I believe in my man. He's like real good with the tools and shit.
It's crazy looking. It's the same color as the floor of the garage and David's pants.
No, it's for sure rusted out. And the couch. But it's like it could breathe new. When this shit gets popping, yo, you guys are gonna call me, you know, King Luigi riding on that Vespa.
No, it looks good.
We also got old decommissioned pinball machines.
Like old.
Old.
Like Teddy Roosevelt looked at that and he goes, that's an old pinball machine.
We also have Megan Keister's drum set.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the entertainment center that Solomon said I can take to my new apartment when I move out in a couple months.
Because you're shining too.
I'm shining real bright, baby.
Yeah, boy. Here I am sitting on this thing. I had to sit on this so we could look at each other.
But
David's
like
on the
it.
Couch.
I like it.
Yeah, just trying to paint the picture where there's boxes everywhere. There's a headless mannequin over by the door.
But you got to have that in a garage. That's just a garage thing. There's a beach cruiser bike leaned up against the wall. Shout out to my man, Zeke Greenbacks, who sold that to Marcella. She has not taken it since she moved out. But, you know, it's not a big deal.
I didn't see that going with Marcella. Now that I'm looking at the beach cruiser, I don't see Marcella.
I kind of want to take it, get my Debo on.
I bet you do.
What's up on that bike?
You know, it's that kind of podcast.
It's that kind of podcast. So, Sean, it's me and you. What do you have to promote?
It's me and you. Well, no, we got to do it. We got to do it first. Now, it's not only me.
Oh, yeah. It's not only you.
In lovely David's garage.
It's not only you. Just a legitimate 6 miles.
Yeah.
From Skid Row.
Like 5 potato gun blasts away from Skid Row.
Yeah, those things go so far.
It's not just me. It joined in the garage.
Hey.
I'm joined by Cool Guy Jokes 87 on the gram.
Hey.
And I forgot your Twitter handle.
The G is silent.
The G is silent, man. How'd I forget that?
I don't know. You kind of blew it.
That's where Ian comes in. I know.
It's me. I don't have anything to promote. Oh, you know what I will say?
What will you say?
My man, because this is Thursday, so this probably come out on Saturday, I imagine.
Yep.
My man, Sam Talent,
mm-hmm.
is going to be at the Siren Theater.
In Portland, Oregon.
In Portland, Oregon on Sunday.
Now, if our captain was here, he would say top of the food chain.
Top of the food chain.
Goddamn right.
Top of the food chain. Yeah, Sam Talent's going to be at the Siren Theater on Sunday. You fucking knuckleheads, go see him. I tell you what, you want to know how I got so funny? Spend money to go watch Sam.
Sam.
That's how it happened.
Is gnarly. I remember the first time, because you talked up Sam so much.
That's my man, 50 grand.
I bet. You talked him up so much, we met on the roof of Jim's crib, when I first got here, and I had a 40.
Yeah, that March.
I had a plastic 40, and I kept whispering to you, I was like, is Sam going to think I'm whack? So it's like, people think...
No, he's just thankful you're drinking a 40.
That's what I'm...
By the way, tonight brought to you by Glass 40s, baby.
Uh-oh.
Listen to that clink.
Uh-oh.
Listen to this clink.
they went.
That's the sound of two men toasting to the high life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the type of beer, not the way that we're living. We're in a garage.
We are in a garage, man. just to paint the picture a little more for you. So, Dave, the couch that David is sitting on is maybe 3 feet from the wall, and it's facing the wall. All behind David are boxes, those two pinball machines, that mannequin, and then I'm sitting on a dresser.
Two pinball machines and a rifle machine.
And a rifle machine. There is. And I'm sitting on a dresser looking at David.
Yep.
But anyway, go see Sam.
But go see Sam at the Siren. Go see me and Zach Toscani February 28th through March 3rd. Go see me and Zach. I'm going to be headlining. Zach's featuring at the Go Bananas in Cincinnati. And also, come see me opening for Eric Andre at the Columbus Funny Bone February 22nd and 23rd.
There it is.
What
there it
got?
Is. I am Sean S. Jordan on Twitter.
What are you on the gram?
Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan.
Seen a lot of those lately.
There actually have been a couple of those that came out.
No, that yeah, of course. That's what happens, dog.
I got really nothing. Might get fired from my day job. You know, they're throwing out the weekends. David's lipping some things to me. I can't even tell you guys what he's doing.
I'm saying come to Faded every Friday.
Oh, yeah, come to Faded.
It's hard.
Yeah, come to Faded.
We listen, yeah, okay, maybe we had a couple cocktails on the roof of the Ace because we're enjoying our lives.
Just chilling, man, watching the show.
Chilling,
yeah, come
grilling.
To Faded every Friday. And also Portland, Oregon, still tickets left for the March 8th show at Rev Hall.
Yeah,
it's gonna be dope, man.
But not the live AFVs.
No, those are all sold out. But still get tickets to the first early stand up show. It's gonna be dope. I'm so pumped.
No, that,
for that
weekend's gonna be one for the book.
Like
you
a
know
little
what?
Mini Bridgetown.
I'm saying it right now. Your boy might cop some new zapatos.
Now, for everybody listening, those are slippers. I'm kidding. They're shoes.
I mean, they might be slippers. You don't know what I'm doing. I might come through in some topsiders, no socks, baby.
You're going to get those Gucci's?
Giving you that Nantucket vibe.
Those Gucci slippers that they wouldn't even let us touch when we walked.
I can't. Not yet. I mean, my life is going good, but not that good.
It's going. What are Gucci's? How much? $400?
I think it's like closer to a G's.
Man, what a bummer.
I think you're going to blow a G-Eazy on those.
Speaking of G-Eazy, you bought a computer today, right?
Yo, can I tell you how good it feels? You want to know the craziest part of the computer?
I'll tell you
the truth. I bought it drunk.
I'll tell you.
I bought a computer drunk and didn't have to cancel the charges. Me?
Why don't you?
The food stamp champ out here?
Why don't you dive into that a little bit more? What do you mean you bought it drunk? You didn't tell me that earlier.
It was after the other night. I was like, so my boy was going to buy it. By the way, shout out to Joey Glasses. RIP to your father. My boy was going to hook me up with a computer, but then he's going through some personal shit. He passed his dad, which is a bummer. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I could do it for you when you come back to town. And I was like, man, you know what? I am an adult and I got the dough right now. I'm going to just go ahead and buy my first adult computer.
So you ordered it.
Pretty much blackout drunk.
Yeah, it's so wild. What if it would have came back that weird salmon color that I
found? I'd have rocked it. Your boy's been making mountains out of molehills for years, man.
Sure.
I could make some goofy stuff look good. You know what I mean?
There is a part of me
that talking to King Camo shorts over here. Real tree five, baby. Fuck with me.
Doing the things I wish I could do. Josh Kalis used to wear, old skateboarder, he used to wear camo shorts back in the day and those old DC links.
Yeah, man.
And I coveted, I looked at that and I was like, man, I wish I could
do
that.
Bro, you could do whatever you want out here.
I can, but it looks different.
That's
fair. It doesn't look the same on me as it does on, say, Josh Kalis in 1996.
Or David Bory in 2019.
You look great in those shorts.
Boy, I'm swimming in the sauce right now. Your boy's been making hits.
That new Seattle shirt?
Oh, yeah. It's got a Seahawks sweater. And watch out. You might. I'm just saying. It's not for sure. You might catch me on NBC in a minute. You might. Oh. You might see your boy in a little speaking role on NBC.
Going on wax about it.
I mean, yeah, because if it doesn't happen, I didn't tell him what show.
Okay. Well, no.
But your boy definitely booked and filmed a role on NBC, and he was nice with it.
Hell yeah.
Don't worry about it.
That's sick, man.
Yeah, man. I'm real thankful for us and everything we're doing right now. I'm really happy. But that's not the point. The point is, tell them what we're...
You stop telling me what to do. We are not gathered here...
Okay.
We are not just gathered here to talk about your new Seahawks sweatshirt.
Just a breath away from the Food for Less.
We are.
My Food for Less. Shout out to my greatest enemy who works at the Food for Less. I'll see you when I see you.
Oh, on site?
Oh, man, that old security guard. Old boy who's been giving me troubles. I told you about him.
You did?
Yeah, man. That's my one enemy out here in L.A.
You know what's wild is that you took your shirt off to say that.
Yeah,
because we are outside in a garage and it's like 50 degrees out.
Yo, perky titties got to be blasted.
We're not just gathered here to talk about your perky titties. We are gathered here. I bet you if you ordered perky titties at a restaurant and said it like you thought it was a meal, you'd get something.
I bet you'd get two thick chicken breasts. Let me get a couple perk of titties, put some sauce on them. That's how I get two chicken fried steaks smothered in gravy.
Man, that's a meal. Playboy.
It's nothing else. That shit, that's, yeah. That's a motherfucking meal.
That is a meal.
Oh, man. You know what's funny? Even when we're doing this, it's like, not even because he's sick. I just would like Ian to be here because he would have fun.
Dude, I mean, I feel
like it's like, oh, we're having fun. I think Ian would have loved it.
I feel ridiculous doing this without Ian.
No, we're doing
Ian
good.
Here.
I think we're doing real good.
I do too.
And
I miss him.
They weren't gonna get an episode. We gave it to him.
I miss him. He's just so. Anyway, now it's gonna turn into that. We talked about drafting Ian. We can't, but it'd be. I got some picks.
Yeah, maybe some point, though.
Yeah, I got some picks. Anyway, we're not here to draft Ian or your perky titties or your new sweatshirt or that 40 that you're sipping on. We are here to draft a couple episodes that David and I were not on, respectively. So David is going to be drafting his Ultimate TV Family.
Yep, because I was gone.
And I am going to be drafting Emojis.
Yeah.
Because I was bummed on that. That was such a dope idea. It was Jamel?
Yeah, it was just, dude. You should have seen Jamel's list, though. It was like emojis, softcore porn, or tracksuits. It was really the only one we could have.
Tracksuits? What do you even do?
Man, that guy's, he's vibing on his own frequency.
Jamel is. And also,
sometimes
I listened to it.
Sometimes you just let your man eat, pray, love. You know what I mean?
Dude, honey, that man's voice.
Ooh, creamsicle.
It was wild. I was walking around like, this motherfucker.
No, the kid's going to look. Yeah, me and him are writing this show together, and it's like one of the funnier things ever.
Yeah?
Let's just say it's a talk show that's going to have maternity tests.
I got you.
That's all you
I got you. Know. I hear you clucking, big chicken.
Yeah.
I smell what you're stepping in.
Let me eat some corn, baby.
Now, the draft, I guess we just have to play...
Here's the thing, is that I don't think it's a serpentine draft when it's me and you.
It can't be. Well, I mean...
It's just a ding-da-ding.
I guess the best definition of a serpentine draft would be betwixt.
Okay, then what is a serpentine draft, Sean?
Well, let's say that I pick first and you pick second, or you pick your first and then you pick your second. I pick my second.
Oh, we're
going to
ding-ding-ding-ding-ding. Yeah. Like, we're going to ding, da-ding,
yeah,
and then ding.
Yeah, so
I get it.
I guess an easier way to say it is if you pick last in the first round, you pick first in the second round.
Basically, we're going to back-to-back this whole motherfucker.
Yeah, but we do have to play rock, paper, scissors, I guess. This is the only time it's been real where it's like whoever legit wins gets the first pick.
Yeah.
So a rollicking game.
Rollicking game.
Of rock, paper, scissors.
Of rock, paper, scissors.
We go on shoot.
All right, I'm with it.
One, two, three, shoot.
Oh, the left arm they call the gun. David Bory.
TV's.
I'm so icy. That's my Ice So Icy is going to be my arena song if ever.
TV's David Bory has won.
TV's David Bory. Comedy Central half hour if they decide to air it's David Bory.
They'll decide to air it. We can't talk. I want Ian here to talk about that because there's some dope stories, but congrats on that. That's sick, man.
On what?
So, with the first pick in the Ultimate TV Family / Emoji Draft that neither one of us were on the respective episodes, David Bory, you are on the clock.
So, my first pick is I'm going to pick a mom.
Okay.
Obviously. Everybody got a name from a woman, got a game from a
woman. Sure. Tube sock
I just
shaker.
Like, man, I always loved the way she got down. I always appreciated her so much. I always thought she was so great. And I had a crush on her. I had a celebrity crush on her when I was a kid. I'm taking Felicia Rashad, a.k.a. Claire Huxtable.
Sure.
She was just like, she was like the perfect combination of like, she was so smart, she was so stern, yet she was also so silly and so much fun. And like she'd always let the kids tie their own noose. You know what I'm saying? Like she'd be like, well, Theo, what did you think was going to happen when you went to that concert?
And then Theo had something crazy to
say. Yeah. And then she would like lawyer. And it's just like, bro, I watched that shit. I was like, man.
Was she a lawyer?
Yeah, she was a lawyer. Okay. She was a lawyer. And I just always watched it. And I was like, and I was close because I wanted to pick dark-skinned Aunt Viv. I'm not saying disrespect to light-skinned Aunt Viv,
you didn't have to say it.
They switched the tone, and she got she became kind of like a supplicant. I didn't like it. The point is, like, yeah, I just always loved Claire Huxtable, man. She just was like, she just really held her family down, and she was so successful. And her husband's a dumbass. And this is obviously before
on the TV
rape
show.
But like, even on the TV show, this motherfucker's just eating hoagies all the time. You got kids to raise.
Here's the thing: I never really watched The Cosby Show. I couldn't really.
You have nothing to
bring up an episode or anything, which is astonishing, but I just never did.
I've seen every episode, and that's obviously, like I said before, we had to take our hero off the wall, which we should because, you know, he's a piece of shit.
What's your favorite episode?
Of The Cosby Show?
Mm-hmm.
I was really into the Cousin Pam era. Erica Alexander, who went on to play Maxine Shaw on In Living Single. Yeah, she went on to play Maxine Shaw in Living Single. Or Living Single.
Yeah, but, I was going to say, is that, what is In Living Single?
In Living Single. you can do what you want to do.
Copyright lawsuit.
In Living Single. You're not my girlfriend. Cousin Pam, and a lot of shows did this in the 90s, where they took a wayward youth off the streets, brought him into the rich black home. They did it with 3J on Family Matters, yada yada yada. But Cousin Pam era was really anything there. Also, the episode where Stacey Dash, I think, was a teen mom, which we didn't. That show was full of problematic people. We had no idea.
We were ready.
But Cousin Pam era. Anything Cousin Pam era, I really. Also, when Rudy got drunk.
That was what a weird thing on those shows. When having been drunk at that age, you see.
Haven't been drunk as a boy.
You see how, like, because I remember the first time that I got actually drunk. So there's two times. The first time that I. And I can't be sure which was
shout
first.
Shout out to Stephen Patridge.
I think the first time I was with my cousin Tucker, Ian's boy. I'm kidding. Ian doesn't know. I just want to talk about Ian.
Yeah, that was a weird joke.
So I was with my cousin Tucker in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And
whoa.
Yeah, cowboy shit.
No, I know where Jackson Hole is. That's where Kanye West lives.
That's where, does he really?
Yeah, maybe he doesn't live in Jackson Hole. He lives in Wyoming. He has that spot in Wyoming.
Well, there's that Kanye song, Jackson Hole.
I think rich people go there in general, which is crazy because I've been to Wyoming like crazy.
Anyway, I was there with my cousin Tucker, and it was the trip. I think I've talked about it before. My dad was supposed to be sober this whole trip.
Oh.
He took me on like a 2 week long trip. He was supposed to be sober, and we. So he was until we got to Jackson. It was like 3 days and he was sober. We're in hotels and it was pretty legit because I was like, man, maybe dad's doing it. Maybe he turned a corner. And then we get to Jackson and he just piled up with his brother, my Uncle Bill, and they just got just annihilated. And I can't remember specifically because they like, they just were like, Sean and Tucker go out, you know, and we were 14. So we went out with Tucker's older cowboy friends who were like, in my mind, they were like 20, 21, but who knows? They might have been 16, 17. So we go.
But cowboys age fast, though, too. 17-year-old cowboy definitely seems like a 30-year-old man.
These dudes were, I wish I remembered better, but probably because I got so fucked up that night, I can't.
Yeah.
So we went to a McDonald's. I got a Coke, and they were like, what do you want to drink? And I was like, Southern Comfort. It was like the only thing I knew.
Oh, SoCo. It's for kids.
It's
have you ever
sweet.
Drank a shot of SoCo as an adult?
I have a couple times just to be like, what was I doing? And then you take the shot and I was like, what a bummer. So we drink this whole bottle, Tucker and I.
Oh no, you can't not drink. Once you open that, you don't close it till it tastes blood.
Seriously, two 14-year-olds in Jackson Hole with a bunch of like legit cowboys. We're like up on a mountain bonfire. It was like a Michelob Ultra commercial or a SoCo commercial.
Like the old Marlboro man's?
Yeah.
Welcome to Marlboro country.
Seriously. I mean, all these dudes had cowboy hats on and shit. And so we're up there. I can't remember what we did. We get back to this kid's crib and we're all in his basement, probably his parents' basement now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I was doing the textbook like, I love you, God. Just laying back like, I love
you. You guys are so cool.
And they were like, Sean, man, yeah, man, we get it. Like, we love you too. Like, shit like that. And so we go to bed, and then I wake up. Next thing, I'm violently puking all over the place.
Oh, and just not in the toilet.
All over the couch, the floor, wherever I was sleeping. And they hand me a garbage can, and I smacked it away. That move where you're like, I can't be doing anything but what I'm doing.
I need to feel this.
Yeah. It was because it was the first time it ever happened. And then that was it. That was the first time I got drunk. Or the other time is one where I drank Malibu rum at CJ's house when I was, I think, same age in Brandon, South Dakota. And nothing fun happened.
No.
Just drank a bunch of shitty Malibu rum. That was about it. Yeah. Anyway. We got off topic.
It's all good.
We were talking about the episode. Hey, like the episode.
There's no off topic in the garage.
In every show, where like the teenager gets drunk, and it's always just so unrealistic. It's never as buck as it should be.
But no, I'm trying to think. My first time getting drunk, I was alone.
That's crazy. How old were you?
Oh, probably. God, man. I know. I would love to say 13.
It sounds
it was probably 11. So here's the thing. My mom, we were very poor, so we never bought soda. But I learned at an early age from Sneaking Sips that Bartles and James tasted like a lot like soda. So I remember one time I just like, my mom had like, we had had a barbecue and we had like a ton of wine coolers in the fridge.
Yeah.
So there was enough that I could sneak like four and nobody would know. And I drank them just because I wanted to drink soda, like watching TV. And then I was like, oh.
Well, and what a weird thing before you know what being, I guess, who are you to know when it's your first time? But like.
I mean, I knew what adult. This day, the smell of beer on an adult's breath is comforting to me. I knew what drunk was. It is. Like when I give somebody a hug and their breath smells like beer, mm-hmm. It just like makes me feel good. We're getting too deep. What's your first pick?
That's crazy. That was all right. So my first pick in my version of this draft, the emoji draft, because I was bummed I didn't get to be a part of it.
I know you would have. I felt bad too when Jamel. I was like, oh dude, Sean would have loved it.
Such a dope idea. By the way, I'm not going to pick the face with the huggy hands, but I didn't know that bugged everybody so much.
It's just so creepy.
I send it.
You send it all the time.
Seriously. As soon as I heard Ian and you talking about it, and I was like, he said it perfectly, because he's like, yeah, Sean will be like, you want buffalo wings, and then that weird creepy face.
That's the weirdest thing.
And if you didn't like that emoji, you'd be like, well, I wanted buffalo wings, but yeah. Not now.
I don't want that emoji to put its fingers all over it.
Yeah, I haven't. So
you're also the only dude I know who's not even my mom.
Well, because to me, it's the happiest looking emoji. I didn't
because of the hands.
The creepy part never put it. I never thought about that. It was just to me, it was like that's the most joyful face of all the emojis. Like that's the one where it's like, oh my god, I'm so excited, you know. And I have had to check my emoji use because I put them on everything now.
You've been throwing the skateboard in lately.
Well, easy. Anyway, my first pick is going to be the shaka.
The what?
The shaka hand. The surf's up.
Oh. So just so you guys don't, for those of you who have no idea what the fuck Sean is talking about,
if you don't
it's
know,
thumb and pinky out.
Thumb and pinky out.
It's hang 10.
Hang 10.
Hang 10.
I can roll with it. Shaka is what it is first.
That's a good emoji. It's like, oh, hey, it's all good, bro.
Because they didn't put a lot in for skateboarding or like, you know, surfing. And I know that you mentioned, by the way, it's not a surfboarder. It's a surfer. That was killing me.
Oof, I'm surfer. Sorry.
Surfboarder?
Wait, have you ever surfed? You ever got up on a big wave in Kalei?
You don't say, I'm going to go surfboarding. You don't say that. I'm going to go surfing.
You say, I'm going to go skateboarding.
I say, I'm going to beat your ass in this garage. You don't check your tone. Here's three things I say. You ready for the three things I say?
I'm ready.
Check your tone. Keep my name out your mouth. Take the bass out your voice.
I refuse to do any of those. I've definitely heard you say I love skateboarding. I think tweeted it the other day.
Skateboarding is the one that is it's because it's a.
What about snowboarding?
Yeah, I guess.
So now I feel like you're just discriminating against my brethren on the waves.
Don't you be ridiculous. Let me amend my statement. Let me amend my statement and say that it is a surfboard, but it is the one sport where there's a board that you don't call it. You don't say surfboarding. Like,
that's
skateboarding
fair.
Is the surfing. Verb no, that you right. use.
And I'm being a stinker. I know what you're talking about.
Well, I know. I like how we got so serious real quick.
This is why we need Ian to, like, make us, you know. This is a real niche episode. This is really for the boardy heads and the Sean Jordan-y ex.
It's just, I mean, it felt... It just
no,
like,
I just wanted to give him something this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, put
I
something like, out. Like,
I like you guys. I really appreciate you guys. I love you guys supporting us, and I feel bad that you couldn't get some. And it's like, obviously, you know, we're missing Kid Dynamite, but your kid's got some boom and some pow. Right, TNT, you take the N out, you still got TT, and everybody TT. Loves titties.
David Bory.
Okay, that was okay.
Anyway, so yeah, just the surf's up, the shaka. The thumb and pinky out. That was always my favorite because that was one where it's like, that is the emoji that really conveys exactly what I'm shooting for in most of my texts. Where it's like, oh, cool, I'll see you tonight.
It's I also feel like with text, I'm often looking for like a closer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like with emojis, it's like a reason to be like, this conversation is done. Like no more. I sent you the shaka. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. Where did you find out that it was called the shaka?
Well, that's it's like a Hawaiian thing, like shaka brada. It's just like a surfer, good vibe, like how you live in kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Like how you live in shaka brada.
Have you ever surfed?
I've tried a couple times. Well, I probably tried 5 times. Never even stood up.
We should go body surfing this summer.
There's a surf instructor who listens, who volunteered to give us lessons.
I can body surf.
Well, I've never actually legit stood up. We were in, forgive me if I told this before, we were in Costa Rica, and Andy Pitts, friend of the podcast, super cool dude.
Hey, Pete.
He came.
Hey, Pete, y'all.
So he came back to the villa where we were at, and he had a big gash in his head. It was like, he ended up getting stitches, probably 5 or 6 stitches.
What happened?
Well, so he was out surfing by himself, and the wave kicked the board up, hit him in the dome, and it like split his wig, and then he said he was underwater and he woke up underwater. I think my friends are going to get mad if I'm fudging the details.
That's terrifying.
He woke up underwater and he said he had to like snap himself out of it. Kinda like he woke up and he's like, wait, this is how people die. Fucking get to the, so he got to the top and he comes back walking off to all of us. And he had this big cut on his forehead and he had like, you know how you can tell when someone's concussed because they have like a loogie hanging like 3 inches off their chin.
And
they
don't, that's
they don't notice it. And it was like that. He's like, I'm good, right? I don't need stitches. And we're like, you're not good for a bunch of different reasons, bro. And yeah, anyway, they took him, got stitches. It was all good. So
yikes.
It's my first pick. I can't believe that we're somehow managing to go long on.
It's cool.
When
I mean,
just the two of us.
Like, but I said, if you guys want to listen, we want to.
But the second pick is going to be the skateboard. That,
yeah,
I was so stoked.
You've been throwing it in.
Dude.
It works when you do it too, though.
Well, that's one. So I'll throw that one on like the gram. Like if, you know, if we get a message, like a DM or something, I don't know exactly what to say, but I'm stoked that we got the message. I'll just throw the skateboard in because it's tight.
It's tight.
And you only put 2 or 3 in, so they're big.
Yeah, no, you don't.
If you put more than 3 in, they're not big, and so it makes it look like what's 4.
No, too
four
many
small
emojis is like, what are you, 15?
Yeah. So it was, when the skateboard emoji came out, I was super, super hyped. Because since emojis, I was like, can't we have a fucking skateboard emoji? So yeah, the skateboard emoji.
They're going to do an all-in-one soon. Like a kickflip one where the board's like sideways underneath. I bet you that's coming.
Dude, emoji magic, man. That's the only reason I want a new phone is so I can have the new, like what you did the other day with the black sheet.
I did my face with a turban on. Yeah. And then I said, because Sean was like, I'm getting into emoji skateboard. And I said, I am too with the turban face.
Yeah.
It also makes me feel like your boy might need a turban.
I mean, you make the moves you want to make, my friend.
I look mad cute. Mad cute.
So yeah, the skateboard emoji. That's my second pick in the emoji draft now. David Bory, it is time for your second and third pick, as it is.
A serpentine draft.
Yeah, we're doing all right.
Yeah, we're killing it. All right, so my second pick is I Need a Dad, obviously. And this guy wasn't a dad on the show, but I think he was ready for it.
Okay.
I'm taking the dad from King of Queens.
Oh, really?
I think he would have been a good father.
We're talking Kevin James.
Yeah, I think he would have been. I loved him. He was so fun. He was like the dude who would be like, all right, man, you're sick today. I know you're not sick, but we're going to go to this Mets game. Right. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? He'd be like, I'm in it with you. We're not going to tell. Because you need, I feel like there's not many that we have, but like you need sometimes a secret that's just you and dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, don't tell mom we went and got cheeseburgers.
My dad came back when I was, 12, 13. I mix it up, but like there were a few of those where he would be like, don't tell your mom I'm buying you this leather Notre Dame jacket. I'm like, Dad, I'm 12. What am I going to do?
What am I going to do?
Where's this leather Notre Dame jacket? Even if I wanted to sneak it in. Oh, are you going to sneak in a fucking giant leather jacket?
Yeah.
That,
where'd you get that leather jacket, Sean?
Seriously. That, by the way, was big enough for a 6'6", 350 gentleman, because he ended up taking it back at one point. So it fit him. So he expected me to sneak that in without telling my mom? Come on, player.
I don't know, Mom. I just got this from a dude at the bus stop.
But there were those. Like, he got me a remote control car one time, and we had to keep it at his house. Now I realize it was just he wanted reasons for me to want to come over. But
that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was tight.
So hell yeah. So that's Kevin James is my second pick.
Kevin James, man, his special, Sweat the Small Stuff. You remember that?
He's funny, man.
It was
He's a funny guy. I think he's really funny. He's also got the fat guy body that all fat dudes want, where it's like he still looks like he's really strong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
All right.
I was going to say something.
So my next one, I need a big brother, right? You need a big brother on a television show.
It's your world, my friend. I'm just
living
in it.
You need a big brother. So my big brother is going to be Steve Harvey from The Harvey Show.
Oh.
And here's why. Really? If you ever watched The Steve Harvey Show, he was kind of a retired musician.
He was a failed jet. He was a jet all the way from his first cigarette till his last dying day.
I don't know.
Are you talking about a different jet?
I don't understand the reference.
The Jets and the Sharks.
I don't know what you're talking about.
David Bory.
I'm just kidding. That was show business. Of course, I've seen West Side Story. The point is, like, I think Steve Hightower from the Steve Harvey Show would be, he reminds me of me as a big brother, where like he's in show business and you think it's cool, but then you come to his house and it's not that cool. Mm-hmm. Like my little brother thinks it's so cool. And I'm like, dog, I don't have a computer until recently. Like, it's not that cool, but like.
Until when exactly?
Today.
Dog.
And I had to I didn't even tell you this. By the way, with my computer, so they said it was going to come from 10:45 to 2:30. That was the window. And I had an audition at 10:45, right?
Okay.
So I came home and as they dropped me off, I went and I saw the thing on my door and I was like, fuck, dude, I missed it. I missed my computer. But then my man's was just one block up the street. So I took the thing off the door and ran down the street and was like, hey, bro, let me get my computer. And he was like, hey, big dog, which I always appreciate.
Oh, yeah.
A man calling me big dog. He was like, hey, big dog. Yeah, I got you. Blah, 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 blah. So I had to track it down. But I think that that's Steve Harvey from the Harvey Show. Steve Harvey Show. I think he would have been a great. It was just like you want your big brother to be cool.
Yeah,
you want your big brother to, because you always no matter what, whoever that big brother figure is, you think he's cool. And like I think that I'm lucky enough to have done that with my little brothers, where they think I'm dope.
You are,
but also like man. Shot. Guys will hear more from my little brothers, but like
I know what you mean though. Like I have certain people in my life, like my friend Micah, who was like a big brother that I didn't meet till I was like 14 or 15. But where I was just like, man, that dude's dope.
This guy,
like,
he's teaching me shit.
Yeah, I just
It's a guy who teaches you how to dress and how to do whatever.
He didn't teach me how to dress. He dresses like a chump. But he just, he was
he
like,
he teaches you some shit about how to be a man out here.
Yeah, just like, we would just always, he was like the older kid that would like teach us a thing or two, you know?
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
But also let us learn our own lessons, you know? Sometimes even taught us a lesson or two.
Yeah. And that's, and shout out to dudes who are young who are doing that.
Yeah.
Because, like, man, I really believe that if I had had some more dudes when I was 17 to 21 to tell me how to move, mm-hmm. I'd have been a exponentially better person for it. I had to figure it out on my own. But yeah.
We were always pretty lucky with that, with skating. Like, we had...
Because you guys always built in, right?
Well, because it's such a tight community. Like, you didn't... It sounds weird, but age didn't necessarily matter too much. So when I was, like, 15, you'd hang out with, like our friend Stottero was, like, 23, I think.
But you skated, older. So it was,
but, yeah,
like...
it was just, like, you're all the same community, so it didn't matter. And, like, they wouldn't... They'd never do anything, like, crazy around us. They would just, like, drink beers, and we'd watch skate videos.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We'd chill at their house, and I'd tell my mom, like, we're going to be here till 3. And she was fine with it, because she knew we weren't doing shit. We were just chilling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway.
But, yeah. Anyway, Steve Harvey from The Harvey Show.
All right.
Back to you.
Time for my third and fourth pick. I'm going to pick the Cheersing beer mugs.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's fun.
It's so good. It's such a good cap to any, like when it's something good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When we're like, hey, we got paid today or some shit, and then you just do cheers, and that, like, feels good.
Well, and that's the thing, like, now that I've grown into an emoji man,
An emoji man!
I don't, because I used to think, just like everything, I remember when, for a brief second, I was like, texting isn't that tight. Although I was pretty quick with texting. I was like, this is pretty dope. But
yeah, I got up on it pretty fast. But there was a minute where
where you're like, what, you can't talk to me? You're just going to text me? And you're like, now talking sounds dreadful.
But I've been bringing back the call, though.
I know.
Have you noticed that?
Yes.
I'll call you. If we got something we got to talk about, I'll just call you real quick.
Yeah. Zach, Ian, and I have all we're like, David called. Is something wrong? You're like, hey, what's up, pal?
Yeah. No. It's just easier to get your point across real fast.
Yeah. I feel you. And that's where with Laura, like, obviously, because I fought that when I moved here. She wasn't a real texter, and I wasn't a real talker. And then you realize, like, to make an long distance work, you just have to talk. Anyway.
It takes two to make a thing go right.
It takes two to make a thing go right. Yeah.
It takes two to make it out of sight.
But yeah, the cheersing emoji, I used to think it was kind of corny. Like, I don't know, it just seemed like something a chump would do. But
that also feels like with emojis in general.
Exactly.
Like, it's just like, no, I got to give in to the corny.
As soon as you let go of that, then you're like, well, yeah, I'm embracing techno. I'm just trying to fucking live, you know? Yep. Just out here trying to function. So yeah, the cheersing emoji. And then for my fourth pick, I'm going to do the, which I just found. And this is going to be, I guess, my pick that you guys might clown on me for, because I don't think I've sent it to anyone. I think I tweeted it the other day, but it's like a rocks glass with a shot of whiskey in it.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That's a good one.
I just found that, and I was like, dog, this is... Like, what are you doing tonight? Oh, I'm just going to chill and watch True Detective. And then you send that. Like,
yeah. Oh, man. I got to get on that new True Detective.
It is so good, dude.
I might jump on that shit tonight.
It is so good. They're like five in. Anyway, that just feels like it's like a grown-up emoji.
Yeah. You're
like, what are you doing? Nothing. I mean, I'm still going to be out here living I'm over 21. Here, but like, yeah. You know,
I'm on my grown man shit. I'm on my grown man shit.
That's like, I picture you bringing in your MacBook. Open it up. Pour
Air.
It like
MacBook Air. I'm MacBook not, trying Air. To, not trying. I don't want y'all to think.
Not trying to show anyone up.
Yeah. I don't want you guys to think nothing crazy.
Yeah. Just pulling up at Sonic, opening your MacBook.
Yep.
Right there. You
give
like,
me a number two with bacon, tots, and a watermelon Sprite.
And a large soda. And then you open your MacBook. Yeah. Don't worry. I paid extra for the salmon. That's what you say.
Yeah, you motherfuckers. You think you're better than me?
Just the you'll come to see that emoji from me more.
Yeah.
The like whiskey, it. The little bit of whiskey in a rocks cup.
I like it a lot.
So yeah, that is my fourth pick. David Bory, it is time for your fourth and final pick in the Ultimate TV Family David Bory's version draft.
So my fourth pick, I'm going with a little sis, just because it's very common, and I am taking DW from Arthur.
Now, okay, pardon my ignorance. Arthur, the cartoon.
Yeah. Oh, you're a little old for it. You're a little old
Stop.
For it. No, just because I was old for it.
What? Well, now I feel bad.
Here, let me paint you a picture. David Bory, 13 years old, watching a show he knows he shouldn't. But he's in school, baby. Anything could happen.
You can't watch Arthur?
I felt too old when I was watching it.
Oh, word. Not yeah. for like a bad reason. You just felt like...
I felt too old.
Okay.
But it's like, the song was like, every day when you're walking down the street, there's some everybody that you meet has an original point of view. And I say, hey, what a wonderful kind of day where we can learn to work and play and get along with each other. But DW was just, she was such a great little sister.
You can't just gloss over that like you didn't do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I sang it.
That was dope.
But DW, she was like, you didn't watch it. She was like a really good little sister as far as like she was kind of a bitch. But not like in a cool way. Like she was just like busting Arthur's. He'd be like, we're doing important boy stuff. And she'd be like, boy stuff, real cool. You know what I mean? Like she was just like, you need somebody who's going to snap on you. You need somebody who's going to bust your balls.
Right, right.
You know, shout out to my sister Grace for making me feel stupid. but like, yeah, I just, DW is great.
Yeah.
You guys listening, if you know, if you don't know, go watch some Arthur. And then it's time for my final pick, huh?
Yeah, let's throw it out there.
My final pick, I think that every family on television should have an animal. So I'm taking a dog.
There it is.
And my man, Snoopy. How is Snoopy not my dog? How is Snoopy not my dog? My dog. My goodness, that dude.
Yeah, Snoopy, man.
He'd pretend with you. He'd greet, like, Snoopy's a ride or die, dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, and he was a dog where, like, he always had his own shit going on, too.
He could roll up, like, hey, Snoopy, we're going to go hurt some people. Yeah. You can never like, ask me about it. And then he'd like, say, right. Whose car are we taking?
He's like, I just took out three Jets of the Red Baron this afternoon, man. I'll do it. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Let me put my, once he puts that scarf on, it doesn't go off till it tastes blood.
Well, and he's paid, too. That's fun. Snoopy's got stacks.
Oh, Snoopy's got stacks. Snoopy's got stacks. He invested in fucking Google futures before any of us knew what was up.
He wanted them to be Snoopy snacks, but then he gave it to Scooby because he's like, I don't need all that.
He was also like...
He still got a piece.
He was also like, bro, I got a long time in this game. You're not long for this world. I'll let you take it. I'll let you take it. You need it. You need it. Snoopy gonna be all right.
I'm just picturing Snoopy and Scooby like chesting up.
Yo, dude, who would win that fight?
Snoopy, man.
Yeah, he's got weapons.
Scooby's wilder though.
Scooby's wilder, but Scooby would like. Scooby. I think. Don't get me wrong. I think Scooby would knock you down. Like I think he's got. I think he's nice with the hands.
Scooby seems like he's kind of dumber, so he wouldn't. He'd be like, I don't give a fuck. We're both going to the hospital, or you're going to the hospital.
Exactly. But Snoopy's just got weapons. He's got schemes.
What are his weapons? Oh, you don't mean like physical weapons.
I mean, what aren't his weapons? Cunning.
Snoopy's just standing there, chest all puffed up.
Yeah.
Mouth just agape.
Snoopy disappear and put you in the jaw, you know what I mean? You ever got hit like that where you didn't see it coming? Like you thought you were doing something else and then this guy just I got tagged like that. Shout out to Pat Martin, man. I got tagged like that one time for sure.
This kid, not this kid, our friend Rat. So 2007-2009 was the buckest month of my whole life. And it was the month, like 2 months before I moved to Portland. We're outside.
Oh, yeah, you got in like eight fights, right? Yeah,
well, like enough to be like, Jesus.
A lot of
Christ.
Fights, yeah.
But I didn't get it. I was around for a bunch and just my friends were doing it. But this one, Rat, something to the effect of somebody like cracked a bottle on his head and he laughed at him. And Rat laughed at him. And so the dude that he didn't sit well and something happened. And so I was like coming over to see what's up. And this dude comes up and hits me in the back of the head like pretty hard. And I fell because I wasn't expecting it at all. And then he grabbed my hair and he was like trying to rub my face into the parking lot. Like crazy. And I'm like, dude, we don't.
That's for 30-year-olds.
We don't know each other. This is wild. And then a bouncer pulled him off, and I was like, I came over to the dude. I'm like, dog, what in the world
were you doing?
And I mean, I'm sure I didn't say it that polite, but it was, I conveyed the message that like, hey, man,
I guarantee you didn't say what in the world.
Well, but I, if I, I tap my golf cap and I go, sir,
yeah,
no, but I conveyed the message like, listen, man, I don't want to fight, but that was crazy what you just did. And he gave me the same, probably not polite, but he's like, I get it, but I'm heated. And I was like, whatever. And then we just dipped. But yeah, that was the one big sucker punch I got. We were just on a tangent.
I got
We're in middle school. And
do you ever think that like, if we ever get to be famous, some dude's going to be like, yeah, I like beat that kid up.
No, it'll be more like that kid was naked at a party one time.
Oh yeah, that's going to be
unfortunate.
Too.
But anyway, yeah, I know. What a bummer.
But yeah. Snoopy's my pick.
I'm in. So it is now time for my final pick. In the.
And by the way, I want to say I think we did good.
I think it was fun.
I think we did a good job.
I hope everybody enjoyed. It was a night. Not a night, but it just ended up being longer than we thought. Like, we were at the Ace till like 10:30.
Yeah, we're in the garage. I'm sorry about that. I had to get paid.
None of that. We're in the garage. Like, it feels good though. I'm excited that we're.
Yeah. It feels. Yeah. I'm glad we can do it.
Putting something out.
This is the first one without Ian.
I know. It's such a bummer.
He'll be all right though. He's tough.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out Cartwheel.
Yeah, shout out to our best friend.
Seriously.
Like, it's not even like, not some obscure thing. Hey, shout out to the guy we spend a ton of time with and love so much.
Shout out to the reason this podcast is a thing. I remember the day he told me a podcast idea, and I'm like, dog, that sounds fucking
He told
dope.
Me at Bridgetown, he was like, hey, man, I'm going to do this podcast, and I want you to be on it a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't give a fuck. I was wasted. I was like, yeah, bro, whatever. I'll do your shit, and then come to find out it changed my life.
And here we go. We're going to have our own little mini Bridgetown in Portland in a month.
Oh, boy. If you guys aren't coming to that, you're dumb.
Like, seriously.
We got special merch. Like, yo, y'all got to come.
Pert near to the day. It's February 7th right now when we're recording, but when this comes out, it'll be 1 month exactly to those shows.
Yep.
So, yeah. Hell yeah. Anyway.
But anyways.
Fifth pick is going to be the microphone.
Oh.
Just because, you know, I live in a world where I get to speak into a microphone a lot.
I was thinking about that the other day. You know how, like, I think about that Lauryn Hill verse where she says, hands get calloused from gripping microphones from here to Dallas. Yeah. And like, bro, I've done that.
Yeah.
All I do is talk about it. And other people don't, like, we're real lucky. Other people don't get to do that a lot.
You think about that. I remember the first time I did stand up. Like, I remember my version of it, and it didn't feel crazy to grab the microphone. I wasn't nervous to hear my voice amplified.
I was never fucked up on mic technique.
No, you kind of just hold it close to the mouth, but the mic emoji is just fun because it's like it's just a fun stand up thing. And I guess if you're like a rapper, a musician, you get to do it too. But for me, it's just like, yeah, you know, got a show tonight, mic emoji. And again, I don't really send that one all that much. As I was listening to the emoji draft, I kept thinking like, man, I want to send these two more. And it was the rocks glass and the mic. So those are two that are I'm going to replace the creepy fucking hands, the smiley face with the shitty hands. I'm going to replace that with these two emojis. So, you know, everybody should be happy about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, we did it.
We did it. You want to do
a recap?
Real quick, just to recap. I'm wondering, did you write it down?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
So did I. Look at us.
My recap is the mom from the Cosby Show.
No, let's do each other's recap.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't write mine down?
I didn't write
that's all right. Oh, do your recap.
I'm not that responsible. All right, so recap. I'll do mine. The mom from the Cosby Show, the dad from King of Queens. My big brother is Steve Harvey from the Steve Harvey Show. My little sis is Steve Hightower from the Steve Harvey Show.
There you go.
My little sis is DW from Arthur, and my pet is Snoopy.
Hell yeah. I went with the Shaka, the Surf's Up, the Thumb Out, Pinky Out, the Hang 10 for my first pick, just the straight up skateboard for my second pick, the Cheers emoji two chavs bruvin' it up, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they just graduated university, got some new trainers, getting real mental for the night.
Mental, bruv.
Mental. There were a couple of fucking chavs at the Ace, by the way. Anyway, yeah, that's neither here nor there. My fourth pick was the whiskey rocks emoji, and my fifth pick was the microphone.
Hey, guys.
And we can't really do that. We left some bangers on the board because it's already been discussed.
No, we don't really. Yeah, everything else got a pick, but...
But I guess, you know, in closing, like, thank you guys for rocking with us. It was, I hope this was all right. I hope everyone's cool with it.
Like we said, we just wanted to get one out for you.
Yeah. And, you know, what are we doing? We're not doing shit.
No, we're out here.
And yeah, that's about it. Shout out to Frankie Ocean.
Shout out to Haji Beats.
Shout out to Sid the Dude.
Shout out to fucking Earl Sweatshirt.
Shout out to Eddie Sweater, which is what we used to call him.
Shout out to Eddie Vedder too. I see you out there.
Shout out to Eddie, shout out to Chris Cornell. Our man. Shout out to Temple of the Dog. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got some bangers.
All right.
And you know, more important than all that, please tune in again next week for a brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shaklockity!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.